This is Wade Brath here with the Chief Organizer's Report. Good news for Mexican workers on the other side of the wall. How about some good news for a change? Yeah, I'm with you. I found some in a surprising place on the other side of the proposed wall between Mexico and the United States, and in all places in Matamoros, right across the river from Brownsville, Texas. If you've ever been to Matamoros, you already know they're desperate for some good news down there on the other side of the Rio Grande Valley. The city has a special place for me because a million years ago, it offered my first experiences in that great country. I was driving down there in one of my old junkers with a dog in a tent, curious about the valley, and came across the bridge from Brownsville for several hours into another world. More recently, in another century, we drove through the city after Katrina, headed toward the central high plains of Mexico, but I'm still shocked to read that Brownsville reportedly has 500,000 residents now. What doesn't shock me is the fact that a key driver of the city's economy is its proximity to the United States and the maquila plants that fabricate all manner of things for exports back to the U.S. It almost goes without saying, but I'll be Mr. Obvious, that the attraction for foreign manufacturers is cheap labor. The good news, though, is that something is being done about all of this, partly due to the election of the left-leaning new president, university called AMLO, Andres Manuel López Obrador, who's created the climate for more worker justice and fair labor laws. He has proposed raising the minimum wage nationally by 16% to around $5.30 a day and on the border to $9.20 a day. Maquiladoras earn about $2.40 per hour compared to U.S. manufacturing workers who make more than $20 per hour by comparison. Mostly, though, it has to do with a wave of strikes by over 55,000 maquiladoras in the 115 plants around Matamoros, demanding 2032, a 20% wage increase and a one-time bonus of 32,000 pesos, or $1,655. This has become a movement, according to many, including Susana Perito, a lawyer and one of the strike's primary backers and organizers. 85 companies have settled, while five are still on strike, including Coca-Cola. Prieto, an advocate of an independent labor movement, given the past record of the traditional party-connected union federation, is hoping to push the movement to expand to other border cities, including Juarez, where she's practiced labor law and led successful strikes in recent years. According to the Wall Street Journal, these strikes are spreading. Walmart, the largest private sector employer and a determinedly anti-union force globally, recently reached an agreement with a union representing some 6,500 workers to grant a 5.5% wage increase and a productivity bonus, the company said. Workers had recently demanded a 20% raise, among other benefits. Let's hope this movement comes north. This is Wade Brathke. For questions and comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.